And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. Paul Crabb joins me in the studio now, here to tell us all about the University Singers and an upcoming kind of double performance that you guys have coming up.
Right. Thank you, Aaron, for letting me visit with you today. We're going to be joining Rockbridge High School. University Singers recently came off of a quite significant performance at the National Directors Association at the National Convention of the American Choral Directors Association, where we got a chance to sing for several thousand choir directors from across the world. And so we are now in the midst of preparing for our next performance, which is the 19th of March at Rockbridge High School.
Nice. So how did this concert come about?
Well, we have, of course, some fine high school programs here in Columbia. And we've wanted several times to do collaborative concerts. We've had Rockbridge come join us at the University Singers Concert, and this time it worked out well that we would be able to go contribute to Rockbridge's concert. So Mike Pearson, the fine director there, is going to have several of his choirs perform a few selections, and then University Singers will perform a few selections by themselves before the concert choir of Rockbridge, as well as a chamber choir of Rockbridge, will join University Singers for two numbers at the very end.
Fun. So do you know what you'll be performing at this show?
Right. We will perform three pieces by just the University Singers themselves. One of them by a relatively unknown composer named Salomone Rossi. He was a Baroque composer, so sort of early 17th century in Italy, and interestingly enough, he is one of the few composers who composed for the synagogue. Rossi was Jewish, and somehow, because of his talents or for other means, he was protected, despite the fact that many Jewish composers at the time were forced out of any kind of gainful employment. So we have a wonderful motet from the Psalms by Rossi. We'll also be performing a piece called Let My Love Be Heard, by Jake Runnestad, who is a rather popular composer, especially for choirs. It's a lovely text that we'll be performing, and we'll conclude our section then with I Want to Be Ready. It's an arrangement by my colleague, Dr. Brandon Boyd. It is a spiritual, and we have some outstanding soloists, and it should be a lot of fun to perform that one more time. Those will be the three pieces by ourselves. And then we'll have about 60 students from Rockbridge join our 60 students. So we'll have 120 or so singers up there. And we're going to perform the Lacrimosa from Mozart's Requiem and then close with an early American piece called Unclouded Day, which is a early American hymn, but rather rhythmic and exciting to sing. Should be a great event to have that many singers performing at one time.
Sounds great. Only opening with the Lacrimosa.
Yeah.
That's a pretty sad piece of music.
It is, but it's almost reached that top 10 for a lot of people because it's so well known. And we are performing actually at April 25, University Singers will do the whole Requiem with Choral Union
the
Columbia Civic Orchestra. So there was a way of also doing something that the high school had prepared and was working on. And it's a nice piece that, you know, a very emotional and effective dramatic piece.
Oh, extremely.
Well. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that sounds like fun. And what a great opportunity for the students of Rockbridge High School to get together and get to perform with the U Singers.
Right.
And hopefully for the U Singers to scout some pretty great incoming talent for the next couple
of seasons. That's our hope, too. I mean, I think we are fortunate here in Columbia to have so much good music around us. I know on a daily basis I appreciate being able to work with students like the University Singers and the Choral Union. And the fact that we have such good talent in Columbia, we would like some of that to sort of stay in town and have a chance to come join our choral ensembles in the School of Music here at Mizzou.
That sounds great. Got any other trips planned out?
Well, actually, we do.
Uh-oh. Okay.
As I said, we'll do the Mozart Requiem on April 25, and then the first week in May, University Singers are traveling back to Kauffman Performance Arts Center in Kansas City, where we are joining the University of Missouri, Kansas City, to perform in Helsburg Hall. And this is chorus number 10 by Villa-Lobos. So the orchestra conductor, Dr. Olson, is retiring this year, and he is having this big event at Kauffman. And my colleague, Dr. Bode at UMKC, asked if university singers would join his conservatory singers. It's an exciting, about a 10-minute piece. And I think the collaboration within the University of Missouri system, I know President Choi has expressed his desire for collaboration among the various campuses. It's going to be a really exciting event to perform with UMKC, and Hillsburg is just simply one of the most beautiful halls in the country. So that's going to be very exciting the first week in May. And then after that, we'll take a deep breath and make sure we're ready for finals, okay?
Okay. Then these poor kids graduate, and yeah. Then...
Or if they come back, I'm sure we'll have something to do next year as well.
Well, Paul, thanks so much for stopping by and telling us about this great upcoming performance. And I'm sure we'll talk to you when we get a little closer to April for Mozart's Requiem here in town.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity. A lot of great things going on here at Mizzou, and it's a pleasure to share them with you, Aaron.
Great. And again, this is the University Singers with the Rockbridge Choir. It's a collaborative concert at the Rockbridge High School Performing Arts Center on the south end of town in Columbia. This is Tuesday, March 19th at 7 o'clock.
Very good. Thanks.
Thanks so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.